Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, do you want to see me and Langston live in the flesh looking cute? Well, come on out to the Allegiant Theater where we are doing a live version of My Mama Told Me, the first live version featuring Langston and myself.
Hell yeah, My Mama Told Me live. David and myself together, we're going to be doing the damn thing at the Elysian Theater, February 16th, 7:30 p.m. We would love for you to see it. We're going to have special guests. We're going to have Q&A. We're going to throw stuff at the audience. Probably it's going to be mayhem.
Lance's going to nunchuck.
I'm bringing my gosh darn nunchucks.
So get those tickets, www.elysiantheater.com/shows/My Mama Told Me.
Bam.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Welcome to another brand new episode of My Mama Told Me,
the podcast where we dive deep into the pockets of Black conspiracy theories.
And we work hard to prove the theories of you, the listeners, the people we don't care about.
Yeah, we don't respect you, but we do want to prove your theories right or wrong. That's where we fall in this.
That's the job, baby.
We think you're fools to be even listening to this shit. But since you're here, we'll help.
There's a great big world out there, and you're spending your time listening to us. I have no judgment. Fucking goof.
Goddamn goofballs.
What is it, Tuesday? Where are your children? Go get them.
Call that uncle you had that fight with 12 years ago and haven't spoken to. Don't listen to us. Well, yeah. I'm Langston Kerman.
I'm David Borey.
Yeah, and we're on another motherfucking mini episode, and we got an email.
We got an email.
We got an email that our producer, I would say our producer Olivia, has been most passionate about this email for some time now. She's brought it up multiple times saying we got to do this episode. This is a really important one. And you and I were both like, I guess we could talk about it. But, but she's been slamming her hands on the desk. No, God damn it. I want to do this episode. And so we're doing it. I'm excited.
Through the blessings of God.
Through the blessings of God. That's right. And I guess we should just jump into the email. We should read the emails from a person who we've actually done a little bit. I think we've done an episode about one of his conspiracies already, although I may be mistaken. But a person named Brandon sent us an email saying, "What's up, Borey and Langston? My mama told me never draw that S symbol. It's gang related, and you could get yourself into trouble. Picture attached. And the picture attached, and this is also the subject of his email, but the picture attached is of that cool S. The cool S. That
the cool S.
That all kids used to draw. And if you don't know the cool S, well, then goddamn it, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, is what get I'd out of say. Here, nerd.
You dweeb. You don't if know you don't the know, cool S?
If we don't know what we're talking about, fucking turn off the podcast. It's not for you.
We don't need no narcs on our podcast.
Fucking limp dick nerd. I don't know about the dick thing. I got excited.
I bet it ain't shaped like a cool S. I know that.
Nope, it's not pointy at the top.
and at the bottom somehow. And
at the bottom, but then a vein strong through the middle. Ooh,
big old thick vein. But the cool S, he's saying that you are never meant to draw it because it's gang related. He goes on to say, in my elementary school back in the late 90s, everyone was drawing this cool S. I have no clue where it came from, what it means, or why it was so fun to draw, but it was everywhere. As a grown man in his 30s, I'm like 80% sure she was lying.
Oh, she was lying.
Oh, whoa. You're hard on this. This has nothing to do with gangs.
What? Of course not. I always thought it was for Stussy. I thought it was the Stussy S.
You know what's fun? I've never actually heard Stussy said out loud. I've only seen it in clothing sometimes that I own.
Well, but to be fair, I only said it because I just bought the Stussy pennies, and then I just went to the barber shop, and I walked in, and he was like, oh, you got those Stussy pennies? And then now I know how to say it.
Oh.
So this is today knowledge. Shout out to Sauce Money Barbershop.
It's like it follows. You got to hear somebody say it to know who.
To transfer it to another person. I was going to say Stussy.
That's where my instinct lies, is Stussy. And boy, am I happy I haven't said this in front of a younger person. Do you know what I mean? Like,
I think it's Stussy. It's like if a foreign person says pussy. That's the accent. Pussy. Well, you ever heard an African person say pussy? That's how you
know. It's violent.
Yeah, look at that pussy.
You know when a person who, like, didn't grow up saying pussy says pussy, and you're like, hey, man, hey, don't do that. Don't.
Yeah, it's only cool when we say it.
Yeah, when this is, like, part of, like, just the way you've been speaking for generations, that's the thing. But
you adopt it late in life because you get too excited. That's why you put you in there.
You got to chill. The way you say it, that seems like.
Finally, I'm with the Americans talking about pussy. It's like, hey,
big dog, I think that's what women are marching about. You got to chill, man.
No, I talk about pussy. It's different.
Yeah, I'm talking about pussy. It's way different. It's way different than what you said. So you're saying you've never recognized it as a gang-related thing?
Never. It was too widespread.
I wonder if that's a... if that's like a generational thing. Do you remember how like earrings were like a gang related thing for a generation?
Right.
And then by the time that it got to us, my parents weren't like, hey, you can't get an earring because people will think you're in a gang. They had moved on to feeling like, no, I mean, I just think it's either a style choice or it ain't. You know what I mean?
I remember it being a gay related thing. Like if you got the wrong, and I'm sure I know that's come up on here. But I remember with the earring.
But I think that's true too. I think there was a generation. You and I were a part of a generation where like you didn't get your earring in your right ear. That was gay. Don't be gay. So get in your left ear and then you're not gay and everybody will know that.
You know what's crazy in hindsight? How weird one earring is. It's asymmetrical. It's like a strange look.
You know what's odd is I got one. I am a one earring guy and I've fully acknowledged that and I still have never made the effort to fix it.
You never upgraded.
I've never changed one bit. I'm just a one earring guy. for no fucking reason at all other than...
Do you ever pop it in now? Just like, you didn't let the hole close.
Nigga, I'm wearing it as we speak. I'm rarely not wearing my one earring.
Yo, what would have to happen?
There's always one earring in there.
I'm sorry, I forgot. Stay ready, you don't got to get ready.
Every set I'm on, a production person has to make a choice as to whether to speak to me about my one earring. You know what I mean? Where they have like those quick private meetings where they're like, did anybody talk to Langston about his earring? And then they have to like send some lady over who's like, oh, we're not sure about the... It's like, bro, this is... I made a choice. Here's my question.
Now it's vintage. Now it's like wearing one pant leg up or something.
Yeah, it's probably, it truly probably is like back in style in a way that a bunch of like 16 year old boys are going to like get one ear pierced.
Yeah, they're doing like one hoop.
Yeah. All I can truly hope for is that I continue to make choices that keep me at least in the game. Do you know what I mean?
You never left the game as far as I can tell.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is that you make a choice cool enough that it keeps you, when waves dip, it'll come back.
Right.
You
know it's going to crest on the one earring another day.
Yeah.
But you can ride it out. Like when there's no waves, you're still good with one earring.
Yeah. You'll always be fine with one earring. Whereas like
Michael Jordan has one earring.
Mm-hmm. And you know how the kids love him.
Yeah. Oh, Big Gene Jordan.
You know how nobody sobered up to Michael Jordan in this generation.
I never thought we'd see it. I thought we were going to die. If you'd have come to me in 1996 and been like, hey, 15 years, 20 years from now, Michael Jordan and Will Smith are not going to be the coolest two black men on the planet,
bro,
I would have slapped you in your face harder than he hit Chris Rock.
Come on.
What are you talking about? You talking crazy.
Who's going to be popular then? You're being ridiculous.
Yeah.
Those men won't age.
Yeah. I don't know if you've seen Bad Boys. It's better than the second one.
Michael Jordan could come back at any time.
I'm waiting for Space Jam 2 still.
Dog, man. Michael Jordan and Will Smith had our childhoods in chokeholds.
There was no room for anyone else is the hard part.
That's, and not even childhoods, really. It was like adult men being like,
till just now, really.
Yeah.
I mean, when did the crying meme come out? That was kind of the beginning of the end.
That was his Hall of Fame speech.
But when did that... Because it got memed later, though, right?
No, I think... Well, yeah. I mean, the crying meme is so wild because it had, like, a longer half-life than I think any meme to date.
Oh, it's gone the distance, for sure. That's a marathon meme.
Yeah, so it's hard to know if it started, like, in 2010 and just fucking lived forever, or if it was, like, and somebody much smarter than us, Olivia, if you wouldn't mind doing a little Google... Research. But it feels like it, I guess my point is it just feels like it lasted generations when in fact it probably, yeah, it didn't, it hasn't been that long that it existed.
It feels like it's going to last as long as his reign as the coolest black guy lasted. So,
wow. You're saying it has the career potential of Michael Jordan. I think Michael Jordan only played like 14 years in the league.
Crazy to say. I think it could outlast.
I think it has to at this point. I don't know that Michael has the longevity to outlast.
Oh, as a person, no. As a person, I'm just praying to God he can ride out the rest of it without a major scandal.
What do you imagine could be Michael Jordan's next scandal? Because his main thing is drinking and gambling.
Yeah, that leads to everything terrible.
Right.
Damn. It's gonna be something where him and Charles Barkley. I don't know. They were at a Tony Roma's or something. I don't know.
Well, in his defense, he's not friends with Charles Barkley anymore. They had a pretty public falling out and haven't spoken in like 10 years.
Oh, so, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, no, they are not cool anymore. But that said, there is a world where Charles Barkley and Michael Jordan reunite and they go out on and do like some young Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley shit.
But now everybody's got cell phones.
Yeah.
Cause like, you know, if you would have caught their antics before that, if you had a cell phone camera at like Circus in 2008,
you know, when it was a new club, a hot new club on the scene.
No, I don't think they were going to Circus. That's bottom tier Vegas.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that as a man who stayed at Circus many times.
I was about to say, that's where my family stayed when we went to Vegas.
And, they got a McDonald's in there. Come on.
And a goddamn roller coaster. Where else are you going to stay when you have a one child to entertain?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I saw a little mama in there.
Yeah.
I think.
There's no way to know.
Who knows? Everybody in Circus looks like little mama after a certain time period.
That is literally what they're aiming for when they decorate. They're like, this lip gloss isn't popping. Let's get better shit on the walls.
I did like that song.
Did you? You had a little mama moment?
I liked the song okay. I liked all those corny. I also liked that chicken noodle soup song.
You liked the vibe.
I liked it. It's fun.
I think you didn't like the song as much as you liked, oh, look at these young people, these kids.
Yeah, I don't know the words.
Yeah, they're like slapping their feet and jumping around, and that's.
I don't like the way you say it. I don't like the way you say it.
You know, little apes were jumping around and slapping their feet.
Three little monkeys jumping on the bed. No. Yeah, I like that song. I like the whole vibe. I don't know the words.
Yeah, I want to respect you enough.
Didn't the chicken noodle soup girl pop up on Love & Hip Hop years later?
I don't actually know if that's true, but
I'm like 85% sure.
God, I hope so. I hope that the chicken noodle soup.
She popped up on Love & Hip Hop, and I'm not going to mince words. She had them thangs on it.
Oh, shit. The chicken noodle soup girl grew up to be a baddie.
That Campbell's got chunky.
They didn't mix that concentrate with water, huh?
No. That shit came out congealed.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world, and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart Podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into what lies beneath the glitzy image of Hollywood's golden age and all the sex, money, and murder that's been swept under the rug for decades. Using the Variety archives, each episode offers a rare glimpse into little-known casting couch stories that have long lived in the shadows. So join us as we navigate the tangled web of Hollywood's secret history with host Tracy Patton, along with expert Variety reporters and correspondents, as they discuss the secret history of the casting couch to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The cool ass.
Yeah, the cool ass. I don't think I ever associated it with gang shit, but I have heard for generations a lot of people say that it was some gang shit. And I think I knew it wasn't no gangs that I had to be worried about, so I was good.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen it spray painted on anything.
Right. Just, yeah. I mean, I've seen it spray painted, but not by a person who I was like, uh-oh. You know what I mean? It's more like...
There's no, it's never crossed out. There's no ever crossed out on anything.
Olivia sent us an article or a number of articles, two articles.
She had a few on deck.
Yeah, she, again, this was her deepest passion. And it's really, this is Olivia's make-a-wish of sorts. So we're going to play it all out. But she sent us an article most recently. No, not most recently, but there was a Vice article where they basically talked about the possibility that the cool S had an origin, and it goes down all kinds of theories, including suggestions that it's part of like a band called Sacred Reich invented it. Right. Yeah, no, but apparently they claim to invent it. Some say it's the Suzuki logo. Others talk about having invented it as like their graffiti tag. Some lady apparently in Delaware wrote in and said, I invented the cool S. It was a graffiti tag that I came up with. And then at my personal favorite, they then went to a gentleman who was a former like gang expert inside the police, a man named Richard Valdemar, and asked him,
that's too close to him who must not be named.
Richard, don't you say that. Richard Valdemar apparently was a gang expert for 33 years inside of the LAPD. And they asked him if he thought that the cool S was associated with gangs. And he said, nah, that's not really a thing. Y'all are dumb.
Yeah, it was for kids. Because let's talk about the cool S first of all. The reason it spread like wildfire, the accessibility, is because it was so easy to draw.
Yeah, it really was an easy access S.
Yeah, it was like, you know what it reminds me of? Do you ever remember when you were like, I could turn the number 23 into a cartoon, and then you would write 23, and then you would turn it into the dog wearing a hat?
Oh, yeah.
It was like that kind of thing. Like, it was just so, it was six hash marks total. And then you turn, then you make it great art.
That's amazing. Then you just start connecting lines, baby.
Yeah, you can't do that with a Picasso, but.
It was cool in its inclusivity more than its, than it actually being like so awesome, you know?
That's how I feel. Also, I mean, shout out, I learned about shading on the cool S. Did you ever have the shaded outline or whatever? That was big. Yeah. Sometimes you have blood dripping from it. Not gang blood, just blood.
Yeah, no, and my boy Voldemort also said, to that point, he said that, yes, he has seen the cool S in gang symbols, but it's usually always associated with like S13 or SM13 or some shit. MS13 obviously is a gang. Let me not.
Yeah, you were going crazy over there.
No, but I was trying to abbreviate what this motherfucker was saying, and now I'm terrified that I've upset a lot of people.
That
are going to be real reactive in their response. But that said, he said that the M, the 13 in general, is actually a reference to the fact that M, standing for Mexican, is the 13th letter in the alphabet. That this is just, it's more.
So what's the S?
The S is just them saying, oh, it was.
I miss his 13.
The S was a reference to the specific sector of the gang, right? So it was, I forget what the fuck the gang was. And
I think it was like sections on that wall or something. I don't know, though. This all sounds, I don't know. I don't believe any of it. I believe in MS-13. I'm not saying that.
We both believe in them, and boys, keep at it. You know, whatever you got going, don't take anything we're saying.
Keep at it.
Hey, you're doing fine, gentlemen, and don't trouble us.
I am a civilian. I think it was just some kid shit, though, because it was like it got us all at the same time. That there's something to speak for that. What other gang? I mean, I guess. Because even Crips and Bloods wasn't like, you know what I mean? It wasn't like that. Like, there's that weird thing white people do where they spell out blood with their hands. But other than that, they didn't have anything like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I think I first saw that in a YouTube video somewhere with a black person doing it, like an actual blood doing this shit. And then ever since, it's been exclusively white boys that know how to do it.
I think, to be honest, I think it's exclusively white women that I've seen do it.
Wow.
Smut, you know?
Yeah. So you think this was just the invention of warm-hearted children doing warm-hearted child shit, not anything more evolved than that?
I don't think there's anything sinister behind this, no.
Damn. Yeah, I think I feel something similar. I do feel bad for the person who did invent the cool S, because you'll never get even a moment of credit.
No one's going to believe you. Who invented nachos? They're everywhere, you know?
Even when, you know, fucking Vice or whoever, the History Channel, decides to do some like special where they do uncover who invented nachos, I'm gonna be like, get the fuck you. No, they didn't.
Yeah, no, it's cheese on chips. It's not fucking
rocket. Nah, that was God's 14th day. You tripping.
I go so far as to say the S was harder to invent than nachos.
Whoa. Yeah, you put a block of cheese and some chips in the sun, you can get nachos.
You put some cheese and some chips in my house and I have nothing else, I'm going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not.
Yeah. It's a real monkey with a typewriter situation.
Yeah. We're going to get Shakespeare.
Yeah, there's going to be some words. There's going to be some shit you recognize inside of that bad boy.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, no. Me personally, because did you ever hear it was gang related? I never heard that.
I think I heard it from adults.
Granted, I went to elementary school in the gang hotbed of Federal Way in Tacoma, Washington.
I heard it from adults who I didn't respect, if right. That makes sense.
It was the wackest adults.
Yeah, it was like losers who were like, you know, that's a gang S, and it's like, get the fuck out of here.
Why'd you turn around that chair to sit down and tell me that?
Yeah, you silly goose. I'm not going to fucking listen to you. You don't seem like anything I'm meant to be aspiring towards.
Yeah, I'm at the Boys and Girls Club for free high C, not life advice.
I don't need your quote-unquote real talk, big dog. I'm going to go. I'm going to head out.
Teach me to play ping pong or shut the fuck up.
They're playing kick the can outside, and I don't need you slowing me down. I got some hiding to do. Well, I think I think we did it.
Yeah, I mean, is there research? There's no research that could be really.
No, even the Vice article, and there's a BuzzFeed article as well that addresses the cool S of it all. But none of the articles seem to say anything definitive. They truly remain as perplexed as we are. They also do associated with Stussy, and some even associated with a Superman logo, which is fucking baffling. I don't understand how anyone would think that that's the Superman logo.
Yeah, that's a fact.
But that's what they say, and nobody knows shit. So fuck it.
Yeah, I think I'm no gangs. That's my final.
So Brandon, if all this time you've been worried about drawing the cool S because of the gangs in your neighborhood, you're fine. You're fine. You can draw it again. We can't help you because you live in Kentucky and whew, never going there. But I
shout out to Louisville. I go everywhere, baby.
Not me. I'm real selective now. I got a family to take care of.
I am getting better about it. I just turned down some shit in Missouri where I was like, I just don't want to do that.
Yeah, no, I'll go to Kentucky. Yeah. But but you can draw the cool S again. It's just children that might think you're awesome.
That's the really only side effect is getting a 10-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah.
I didn't.
All right. Well, yeah, you want to tell the people.
Probably ought to get out of here.
Yeah, we got to head on out. We can't just keep fucking around with y'all.
Okay.
Do you want to tell the people where they can find you and what cool shit you have going on?
Obviously, come to them live. My mama told me February 16th.
Hell yeah, you got it.
Yeah, and if you can, yeah, enjoy that. February 17th, come to High Note Comedy in Denver. We're going to have Brittany Carney from New York. Very excited about that. April 7th through 9th, I'm in Alaska for the
whole
Before
state.
You Die Festival. Well, in Anchorage. My show's at Chili Cooth Charlie's for the Before You Die Festival. And then I'm going to be in San Francisco at some point. I don't know. It'll be on the next episode. I'll be ready by then.
Chili Cooth's Charlie's is maybe the most Alaskan fucking name that you could have answered with.
I'm ready.
Where you'll be performing.
I can't wait. I'm going to take in all the local flavors.
I love it. Well, as always, please come to the live episode with February 16th. It's at the Elysian Theater. It's going to be fucking great. We already have some guests lined up. We're waiting on a few more confirmations, but we got a great team of Power Rangers assembled to make you fucking laugh. All black Power Rangers.
All black.
All black.
Also, shout out to House Party. They had the black Power Ranger in it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, man, it's funny. I just went and saw it the other day. It was hilarious.
Oh, you liked it?
Did you not? Apparently,
I have not seen it. I'm just, you're the first person.
I thought it was gonna be low key bad, but no, they did it. It was good.
Okay. This is new to me, and I'm excited. I'm excited to explore this.
I also saw Saint Omer because I don't just watch smut. You know, I also watch first time female French directors. You know, you can't box me in.
Did you pay for both tickets or did?
Yeah,
you
I paid for both tickets.
Okay.
You like just snuck in? I'm in Denver. I had to go to this special theater to see Saint Omer.
Okay, I thought maybe you just crossed the hallway with the same bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Yeah, let me stay till the junior mints are done.
Yeah, let me be French real quick. Well, as always, you can follow me at Langston Kerman on all platforms, and that's it. Oh, and the YouTube.
Subscribe.
Like subscribe.
Don't forget, guys, when we get to 1,000 subscribers, Langston's going to make a video of his nunchucks.
I said it, and boy, I regret it.
It's counting up. Last time I checked, we're at like 565. It's going.
Shit.
It's going up.
I don't need that stress one bit.
You better get to the dojo or wherever it is you train.
Oh man! All right. Well, fuck. Well, that's it. Bye, bitch.
I don't give a fuck who say what, blood. On crib.
Motherfucking mini episode.
mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
My mama told me.
Motherfucking mini episode. Mini episode. Motherfucking mini episode.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th, hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Abusers in Hollywood are as old as the Hollywood sign itself. And while fame is the ultimate prize in Tinseltown, underneath it lies a shroud of mystery. Binge this season of Variety Confidential from Variety, Hollywood's number one entertainment news source and iHeart podcasts. 6 episodes are waiting for you right now to dive into the secret history of the casting couch, to explore the scandalous history of Hollywood's casting process. Listen to Variety Confidential on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.